This is good too. The call of God doesn't ask you to perform for God. It promises God's performance on your behalf. That's a big thing. The call of God doesn't ask you to perform for God. It doesn't. It promises God's performance on your behalf. If the call of God on your life was all about your performance and you performing, buddy, quit now, because God's going to want you to do things that are impossible and you don't have the ability. But the call of God's based on God's ability to perform. And therefore, I come to the conclusion that greatness is relative. It's relative to who's doing what and who's asking who to do it and how does God feature in this and what's God going to do on my behalf. That's, you know, David was a great man. And you know why you say that? Because of all the things God did for him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Samson was tough, strongest man in the world. Wow, God did that. Hey, Solomon was the richest guy in the world. God did that. Solomon was the wisest man in the world. God did that. Yeah. His greatness is very relative to what God's going to do and what you'll allow him to do. Now, that's an interesting thing. We could say, isn't it exciting that David allowed God to kill Goliath through him? Isn't it exciting that Solomon was willing to receive the wisdom and pay the price of that wisdom? Isn't it exciting to see what God did through thus and so? That's another story. God is always great. So walk with God always and do great things. God is always great. So walk with God and do great things. I believe, therefore I do. I like this. Abraham considered not his own body. So why look at your limitations? Abraham considered not his own body, or his wife's for that matter. So why look at your limitations? I got another good one for you. Enough is when God says so. Otherwise, there's still plenty to spare. Yeah. Enough is when God says so. Not when your feelings say so or your mother-in-law says so. Enough is when God says so. Otherwise, there's still plenty to spare. And you know, we live on the edge because we have a bad attitude. Oh my God, I'm about to run out, says who? Did God say you're going to run out, or does the flesh say you're getting to on low, you're going to run out? You've got plenty to spare if God says there's enough. If God says he's going to take you there and do this, then you can't run out, because even if you do, he'll create some. We're living in an I can't generation. So don't ask permission from man. Yeah. We're living in an I can't generation, so don't ask permission from man, because they're going to say you can't do it. No, that's out of the question. You'll never be able to do it. You can if God says so, so don't ask man, show him. You see, as far as God is concerned, your destiny is a settled issue. Here, you know, you fling it up in the air and everyone else flings it up there. As far as God's concerned, it's carved in stone. Because God has never thought of doing something he didn't make adequate provision for. He doesn't say, I'm going to build a wall. Oops, where am I going to get the rocks from? Or who's going to do it? This is a good one. Don't look at the lack, look at the load bearer. Don't look at the lack, look at the load bearer. Don't say, oh, I don't think I can handle this. Hey, look at who's holding it up. To not believe is to deny God altogether. To not believe is to deny God altogether. Believing empowers. Doubting weakens. Questioning destabilizes. If you rehearse the bad won't seem so strong. Rehearse your good points. Rehearse the good things God has done. Rehearse the good things God is going to do. And the bad stuff, that'll take care of that.